Blog Talk Radio.
Mobility Talk Radio is the Clay and Lorraine Show on KMOOC. The best guests with treasure chests for the insightfulness and news.
Welcome to KMOOC Radio, talk radio for the mobility community. Today is Thursday, May 21st. I'm Lorraine Carasosa with Clay Goodman.
And KMOOC Radio is sponsored by S&M Moving Systems, who has been moving quality beyond expectations since 1918. Lorraine, you and I didn't get to go to the ERC in Las Vegas this time. The moving business got in the way.
I know.
No complaints. It's great to be busy with moves, and it's been a great year so far. But we did miss the ERC.
Yes, we did. However, I'm looking forward to the next ERC.
Yeah.
Boston. I'm saving that trip.
Yes. We're all looking forward to the Boston ERC. And there'll be more shows that we're going to do about Boston, for sure.
Great.
I have an idea.
Okay.
Since we didn't get to go to ERC, why don't we call some people and see how they liked it? Maybe even have them rate it from 1 to 5 trucks, and they can tell us all about ERC.
Well, that's a good idea, because I was wondering what we're going to talk about today. It was supposed to be about worldwide ERC, but we didn't go, so I think we're just going to be silent for this show. But great idea.
Yes.
Let's see. I have my Rolodex right here.
Okay.
Let's see who comes in.
Okay.
Let me see here. Oh, how about Joe Benavides?
Perfect. He's a great guy.
Okay. Sounds good. We'll give him a call.
Yeah. Who else should we call?
Let's see here, Clay. Oh, here. Look at it. What about Michelle Sandlin?
Yes.
Perfect.
Perfect. She is the rock star of relocation.
No, I can't wait to talk to her then.
Multi-talented. Woo-hoo. We've never had talked to her on KMOOC before, so this will be fun.
Oh, good. All right, Clay. Why don't you take a spin through the Rolodex and see what you can come up with?
Well, you know, my friend Gavin James, you know, because Gavin and I sort of have a contest about who can go to more live rock and roll concerts than the other guy.
Oh, my gosh.
I think he told me that he's going to go to, 7 or 9 Kenny Chesney concerts coming up?
Oh, my gosh.
And I've got 6 Rolling Stones concerts coming up. So we're brothers in rock and roll, Gavin and I. So let's call Gavin if you don't mind.
Sounds great.
Yeah,
can't
he's a fun guy. Okay, good. And then we'll probably have time for maybe one more call.
Okay, great. Let me see who else I can find in here.
Okay.
Oh, you know what? This is a perfect person. How about Al Blumenberg?
Oh, boy, that's a perfect one. Yes, yeah, Al's perfect. He's been with the ERC for some time. He's past president. So, yeah, Al's a perfect call. We'll call Al.
Sounds
for sure.
Sounds good. Well, let's give each of these people a call, and hopefully they are available.
Yes.
Right?
And one thing I want to say, we're sliding here real fast, because we only have so much time to do a show, that our next show, or one of our upcoming shows, we're going to talk about YP40. And I think that'll make Peggy Smith happy.
Yeah.
And we sent our Danielle Dahl to the Worldwide ERC this time. And she's going to be very active in YP40. So Danielle Dahl and her friend Ryan from Cobble Banker. We talked to him on the phone, and he's very active with YP40. So we're going to have Ryan on the show with Danielle Dahl. And are also going to have Quinn Harker, who was also attended ERC. Everybody knows Quinn. He's the handsome, smart person for S&M Moving Systems. All right, let's call.
Let's call Joe first. How about that?
Let's call Joe first.
Go.
Hello.
Hi, Joe. This is Clay Lorraine from KMOOC Radio.
Hey, Clay Lorraine. How are you?
Welcome. We have Joe Benavides on the phone, and he is with Plus Relocation, Senior Vice President of Global Relations.
Welcome, Joe.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Yes, it's great to have you. You know, every year, Plus Relocation does these awesome outreach events at the Worldwide ERC conferences. So we wanted to talk to you a little bit about that.
Yes, I believe this time around it was called the Shade Tree. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. As Clay mentioned, every one of the ERC events, we pick a local charity, or not necessarily a charity, but an organization to help support. The Shade Tree is an organization that helps women who are victims of domestic abuse, and along with their children and their pets.
Wow.
It provides them a place to stay and provides them with a path toward independence going forward after once they get out of the shade tree.
Wow, great group.
I know.
So
it is. They do great work, and they impact a lot of people. They have 350 beds, and unfortunately, there's a need for every one of them.
350 people. Is the Shade Tree only in Las Vegas?
Yes, it's a local organization, yes.
Wow.
That's great.
Good for Plus Relocation. So right away, you know, because I have a dog that I love dearly. Pets, how do they help the pets?
What happens, I didn't know this until they told us, but in many instances when these women are fleeing essentially their home, they're taking their children, and they also take their pets with them too,
mm-hmm.
for fear that the abuser would harm the pet.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, it's very sobering. So it was again something I'd never considered, but so they provide that service, and you know they're able to kennel the pets and feed them and care for them.
Wow, that's really
that's
neat.
Great.
Especially if they have the children, they get to bring the pets with them.
Yeah.
That's great. And well, actually, you did have something there on site at Worldwide ERC, and it was the no-sew blankets. What was that about?
Yes.
Yeah, so what we do when we're on site, we reach out to, rather than doing a corporate event or a client event at these conferences, what we do is we reach out to our clients, to our supplier partners, to our competitors, frankly, anyone who's at the conference that happens to be walking by, we'll take anyone's hand. And we ask them to help us support this cause. And so at the conference this year, what we did was we put together these no-sew blankets, which are basically two pieces of cloth laying on top of one another that are fringed around the edges. And at the event, we basically asked people to help us tie the fringes, the pieces of fringe together. So at the end of the day, we had made 50 of these no-sew blankets.
Wow.
That would be given to the Shade Tree. And then in addition to that, we also collected personal items that we donated to the Shade Tree, things like underwear, shoes, blouses, cosmetics, things like that. Household goods, things like linens, notebooks, crayons for the kids, paint kits, and then boxes. We collected boxes, especially from some of our household goods partners.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, we'd appreciate that.
Sure.
Because these folks need a place to store and carry their goods when they do end up leaving the Shade Tree. And then in addition to that, we had several people stop by and make cash donations as well. So
how nice.
Yeah, our S&M Moving Systems, Danielle Dahl and Quinn Harker was able to participate in your event.
That's right, they were.
And mm-hmm. we participated in past events. And just want to thank you and Plus Relocation, Joe, because, you know, to give us the opportunity to give back, and it's such a good feeling there at ERC when we can do these kind of events together.
Right, exactly.
Thank you very much.
It's good to come together as an industry, and it's something we take pride in. One of our values is servant leadership, and we take that seriously, and that involves just giving back to people around us. So it's good that we can lead that effort and get people to contribute.
It really is. So thank you again. So we have one final question here for you, Joe.
Yes, before we let you go, we do want you to rate a Worldwide ERC. And if you could rate it between 1 and 5 trucks, and, of course, 5 being the best, how would you rate a Worldwide ERC in Las Vegas this year?
I'd give it 5 trucks.
Good.
The event was great. It was well attended. The speakers were terrific. And all the sessions I went to were very informative.
Oh, thank you, Joe, because 5 trucks is as good as it gets in this day of a truck shortage. The more trucks we can get, the better. So we know you're a very busy man. So thank you very much, Joe, and thank you, Plus Relocation.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Clay. Thank you, Lorraine.
All
right. Have a great day.
Well, I'm glad we caught Joe in his office today. He was available.
Yes, lucky us. So who should we call now?
Well, let's see if we can get lucky with Michelle and see if she's in her office.
Ooh, yes. I want to talk to Michelle. Let's call Michelle.
Hello.
Hello, Michelle. This is Clay and Lorraine from K-Move Radio.
Hi there. How are you guys?
We're doing well. Thank you, Michelle. And we have Michelle Sandlin on the line with us. She is a writer, a columnist, a journalist, and a drummer as well.
Yeah, and a guitar player. She is a rock star.
Woohoo!
And we're really excited about having you on the show, Michelle.
Well, thank you guys for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Great. We know that you attended the ERC and that you will be writing an article, probably for Mobility Magazine and other places, about ERC. So we're just kind of hoping you could give us a little peek into what your next article might be about the worldwide ERC in Las Vegas.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm actually working on an article right now that will publish a week from Sunday in the Houston Chronicle for my On the Move column, which appears weekly. And it's basically going to be based on a real estate session that I attended. It's basically like a game changer's future of real estate, because I think that's really the content that will resonate the most with my readers here locally. And then I'll write some other things that are kind of more general based on sort of like, you know, my takeaways from the conference and just an overview, so to speak.
So our listeners can read your article on the Houston Chronicle called On the Move, and then I assume there might be another article from you in Mobility Magazine coming up?
Correct. Okay. I tend to write about 4 or 5 articles per year for Mobility, so I know I've got one coming up in June and another one in October, and I'm sure something in between that. Yeah, my plate stays pretty full in the writing arena.
Great. You know, and I've read your articles, and I want to tell you, they're really good and very informative, so I try not to miss a one.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, keep reading.
Yeah. And impressive. I don't know how you do it. Sometimes I could sit there and try to even type an email out, and I'm just like, forget it.
Yeah, we're going to have you on a future show, Michelle, because so many of us are envious of your ability to write, and we want to learn more about you and your skills.
Yes.
Oh, sure. I would love that.
In the meantime, if people would like to get a hold of you, what's the best way to get a hold of Michelle?
Well, probably the best way, they can go to my website, which is michellesandlin.com. There, they can find me by Googling me. I'm all over page 1 through about 14 of Google. Fortunately, my name isn't Mary Smith. It's Michelle Sandlin, so I'm pretty easy to find. But if they want to email me, it's michelle.sandlin@me.com. I'm pretty easy to find.
And there's LinkedIn as well.
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you name it, I'm out there.
Yeah, we know you're a real expert on social media, and you can help people with that. So that's
good.
We have one final question for you.
Yes, we have time for one more question for Michelle. And we would like for you to rate the worldwide ERC. So between 1 and 5 trucks, of course, 5 trucks being the best, how would you rate worldwide ERC in Las Vegas this year?
You know, I'll always give it a 5. I love this industry. I love the people, and the conferences are always just unbelievable. The energy of Peggy Smith is absolutely contagious.
Yes.
She runs from the back of the room to the stage, you know, dancing her way down the aisles to music, much like Ellen DeGeneres. you just can't miss it. And I think that, you know, she brings a lot of energy to the whole organization, but also to the industry. Vegas is not my favorite spot. I suffer a bit from asthma and other allergies, and it can be a bit challenging for me from a health standard sort of look. But I always attend the conferences. I don't think I've missed one since 2008. And I always have, you know, a lot of great takeaways from, probably less so from the sessions, but definitely a lot from the in terms of the networking, which for me is really the gravy.
Good to know.
That's good to hear. And also then I guess we'll see you in Boston in October.
That's right.
Oh, yes, I will be there with bells on.
Yeah. Lorraine's never been to Boston, so we're really looking forward to worldwide ERC in Boston.
Yes.
Yeah, I've never been there either, so we may have a little newbie tour together, huh?
Yeah, we'll have dinner in the North End.
Sounds good, whatever that is.
All right, Michelle, thank you again for being on K-Move Radio.
Absolutely, it's been my pleasure. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
That was great talking to Michelle, but man, I'm disappointed when you get to see Peggy Smith dance.
I know. Gosh, I'm hoping someone got that on video.
Or YouTube or something. But she has been a guest on K-Move twice, featured guest.
She has, and in fact, we have a jingle just for Peggy Smith.
Just for Peggy Smith. Let's play.
Peggy Smith is here to talk about the ERC family. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show with the CEO of Reload.
No, yeah. Hearing that music reminds me of my rock and roll buddy, Gavin James. We should try and get a hold of him. Maybe we can catch him in between concerts. Try and give him a call, right?
All right. Hope he's there.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello, Gavin James. This is K-Move Radio.
Clay, how are you?
Good. Good. We're great. I'm sitting here with Lorraine Carasosa, producer of
K-Move. Hello, Lorraine. Hello.
Hello, Gavin. And we do have Gavin James on the phone with us. And he is the president and CEO of Nomad Temporary Housing.
Yes, it's an honor to have you, Gavin.
Oh, well, gosh, thanks. It's great to have your call.
Yeah, good. We know that at ERC, you've always have had this great party at the ERCs, and everybody appreciates it. So our question to you is how was your party this year?
Well, it was, I think it was fabulous. We had over 350 people head over to the Hard Rock Cafe. We had their brand new concert venue that was only a couple of years old, and a great band led by a former Relo alum John Hightouse. It's a little like the Kenny Chesney song that I like to refer to called He Went Out Last Night.
Yeah.
If you ask me about the party after 10 a.m., it's a little fuzzy.
That's a sign of a good party.
Yes.
Yeah, somebody was had too many drink tickets in his pockets for self-use. And I think we ended up at 4:30 a.m. At another party. And so it was quite a night.
Well, that's great because, you know, one of the purposes of K-Move Radio doing this show is to encourage more people to come to ERC and to attend one of your parties would be a great reason to go.
Yes.
Well, it's kind of a hot ticket. We did lose two busloads of people that mistakenly went to the Hard Rock Hotel.
Oh,
we never got them out of there back to the cafe.
Yeah.
But other than that, it really was a hit.
Okay. So the final question for you, do you want to go ahead and answer?
Yes, before we let Gavin go, we just want to ask you one final question. If you were to rate worldwide ERC from one truck to five trucks, of course, five trucks being the best, how would you rate worldwide ERC this year in Las Vegas?
Gosh, what a great question. I would rate it for Nomad. We have to say it was five trucks.
Good.
We had a download, and maybe it was our fabulous booth location at the trade show, but it was our best conference ever with new prospective clients coming up to us, and just general traffic and meeting our existing clients and our housing partners. So we just thought it was fabulous.
Great. You know, our mutual friend Peggy Smith, president of the Worldwide ERC, will be glad to hear that. So.
Yeah, we've signed up for more sponsorship opportunities with ERC as a result, and we're really excited.
Oh, that's great, Gavin.
Well, great.
Thank you for taking your time. You know, you're very, very busy with Nomad Temporary Housing, but thank you for taking the time to be on K-Move Radio.
You bet, both of you. Thank you. And, Clay, I'm jealous with all the Stones concerts this summer. Have a ball.
Yeah, okay. I got six cities in 7 weeks. I'm going on tour.
Well, I'm right with you. I'm doing 9 Kenny Chesney concerts in the bus, so I hear you. Have a fun summer.
All right. Thank you, Gavin.
All right, folks. Take care.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Speaking of my Rolling Stones tour, I applied to be a roadie, and I never got accepted. But I'm going to be with them for 6 concerts. So during the next K-Move shows, you'll be hearing more about adventures of Clay with the Rolling Stones. But I think we have time for one more call.
And who's up?
I think it's Al.
Yes, it is. Al Blumenberg.
Yay. Let's call Al.
Okay. Well, you know, we've been lucky for our past 3, you know, guests. And hopefully Al is available.
Let's go 4 for 4.
Hello, Al Blumenberg.
Hi, Al. It's Clay and Lorraine from K-Move Radio.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing great. How are you?
I'm doing awesome, thanks.
Good.
Great, Al. Well, welcome to the show.
Yeah, so with us today, everybody should know that we have Al Blumenberg. He is the Vice President, Global Partner Relationships with NEI Global Relocation, a great company.
Well, Al, we've been calling several people
yes.
and asking them about the Worldwide ERC, and each of them had pretty much a different question.
Yes.
So our question to you is, what session did you enjoy the most
yes.
about Worldwide ERC in Las Vegas?
Well, first, I think I got to start off by saying that I just love ERC, and the sessions that they do are very educational. But to be quite honest, I'm going to be a little bit selfish here. I think the session that I really enjoyed the most was one that I participated in.
Oh.
And it was on Friday afternoon, and it's called Ignite. It's really a neat idea. There were four presenters, including myself, and you had 5 minutes to show 20 slides, and each slide advanced automatically after 15 seconds.
Wow.
So, you know, it was fun. It was exciting because a lot of us talk more than we should, and the slides advance automatically, and now you're, you know, people are laughing at you because you're talking about something totally different than what's showing up. But it was really awesome. And go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, I was just going to say that's a great idea on a Friday afternoon because by that time everybody's pretty tired.
Yes.
And, you know, yeah. been there for 3 or 4 days. It's Las Vegas.
And what was really interesting, there was I didn't take a head count, but there was a good number of people there as well. So that was really neat. But what I find as I, you know, did this and thought about what I was going to do, you can do it on any topic you want. So obviously there was passion in everybody's presentation about their particular topic. It didn't have to do anything with anything at all. But I did mine on a Lions eyeglass mission project that I went on once before.
Wow.
But and there were other great topics. But I walked away, and actually my boss was sitting in the room, and when I was all said and done, she and I were talking, and she brought up to me, she said, you know, there's really a great opportunity to learn from what just happened.
Mm.
And it, you know, being able to tell a story in you know, a defined period of time so that everybody understands what you're talking about, everybody knows, you know, who you are, what it is you're talking about, why you're talking about, what that true passion is. And she said, you know, if we could take that to like a client relations manager or to anybody, and, you know, from a work perspective, when somebody comes up and says, especially in the relocation industry, well, tell me what you do.
Yeah.
You know, that's always a tough question, and, you know, yeah, being able to put it in a concise time frame and help everyone to understand, I just thought that her comment was very, very, it was thought-provoking. How do you do that? And, you know, how can mm-hmm. I put that, apply that to me as a person or to me as, you know, a vice president of a company or mm-hmm. what I do or whatever? I just thought that was kind of interesting.
I thought it was a
great program.
It does sound awesome. You know, mm-hmm. and we were talking earlier when I saw you that about our service delivery in the industry. And we're trying to give lots of information to
right.
very busy people. So we don't mm-hmm. have time to chit-chat with our customers. We need to give them what they need to know and get off the phone because they're so busy.
Right, right.
So I hear your point. It's a good point. Good observation.
I wonder if anybody videotaped that session.
Yeah.
Ignite, I'm going to have to check it out.
Did they hang it on the ERC website, you know, Al?
I do not recall that they videoed
yes.
it.
Okay.
Well,
yeah.
All right. Well, this question is kind of redundant, I think. We already know what the answer is going to be. We've been asking all our guests to rate this Worldwide ERC in Las Vegas this year from 1 to 5 trucks, 5 trucks being, you know, always more trucks the better in our industry.
Right.
There's a truck shortage. So how would you rate it from 1 to 5 trucks?
Well, you know, again, I don't want to be come across as being partial or anything like that, but as a past president,
yes.
I've got to give it 10 trucks.
10 trucks.
Oh,
man.
Ding,
well,
ding,
thank
ding.
You.
That's
you,
right.
You may have single-handedly solved the truck shortage this summer.
Great.
Well, we know you're a very busy man, Al, and you're a delight to have on K-Move. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Clay and Lorraine. Have a good day.
You
too.
Too.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, Clay, that was 4 for 4. I'm glad that all our guests were available today.
Yes, we want to thank our all-star lineup, Joe, Michelle, Gavin, and Al.
Yay!
Yeah, great show.
It was. And although we weren't at the Worldwide ERC in Vegas.
But it sounds like they had a good time about it.
It did.
Yeah.
Darn it.
We'll make up for it in Boston, huh?
Yes. Can't wait for Worldwide ERC in Boston in October.
In October.
Great. Sounds good.
But in the meantime, please join us on
Facebook. You can find us on Facebook at KMove. Also, don't forget to visit us on LinkedIn under S&M Moving Systems.
Yes.
And always visit our site at kmove.biz, where you can catch this show and all our archive shows.
That's right. So thank you for being our friend. God bless.